USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As local state officials try to get non-vaxxers to vaccinate, the Republican governor in Ohio is taking federal COVID-19 relief money and will pay someone $1 million through a lottery system. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a unique incentive to get residents of his state vaccinated.
On May 26th, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks, and the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
Kids that get vaccinated have a chance to win a four-year college scholarship fund. Wednesday, the CDC approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in adolescents aged 12 to 15. We are USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's this?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Feeds!
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPeteJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPeteJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPeteJerky.com and place your order today.
The NIH, under Dr. Anthony Fauci, provided funding to the Wuhan, China lab where many suspect the coronavirus originated from. China and the WHO assure the world that it did not start in a lab, but honestly, we don't know, since access to investigate by U.S. officials has been denied. Let's get the latest with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are pushing the Biden administration to provide information about what the U.S. government knows about the potential origins of COVID-19, and if the virus accidentally escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
The evidence is stacking up in favor of the lab leak hypothesis, but admittedly, we don't know. And what I'm saying is we should know. We need to get to the bottom of it. Shouldn't we at least examine the lab leak hypothesis and understand if U.S. money was involved in it?
Gallagher also writing a letter to Dr. Anthony Fauci asking for answers regarding the NIH's relationship with the Wuhan lab.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In a recent conversation, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the violence in the region. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security.
At least 67 Palestinians and 7 Israelis have been killed in fighting between Israel's military and Hamas since Monday. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has unveiled its 2021 inductees Wednesday, celebrating the most diverse list of inductees in the history of the organization. In the performer category, going in, Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. In the Musical Excellence Award, that's going to be going to LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads. To be eligible for induction into the Hall, the band's first commercial recording must drop 25 years prior to the year of nomination. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryke.